For Martin D'Souza, aka Flubber, founder and creator of the International Clown Festival, it has been a busy week even before Diwali arrived. The Mumbai-based artist and clown has been on tour across cities like Delhi, Goa, Kolkata and Pune since September. We started preparing last year, and in fact, have begun preparations for our next tour already, he laughs. This hectic schedule might feel a stark contrast to the skills and light-hearted moments they will bring to the city stage tomorrow. Clowning in India had a very different perception 10 years ago. It has changed. Audiences are now more receptive to international acts, understand the skills, and appreciate new experiments, he points out. The 10th edition of the festival this year will witness clowns from across 10 different countries featuring acts like Joel and Patricia from the Peru Classic Ballerina Act, Sebastian and Cynthia from Argentina UV Juggling, Dennis from Brazil, Maria from Russia and Juggalers Carlos, Spain, and Antonella, Italy, among others. A high balance act while clowning is a serious art form on the international circuit, India is still growing into it. D'Souza, the former vice president of the World Clown Association, says, plenty of youth have stepped into the field with a high level of skill. Our youngest clown is about 25 years old and the oldest performer is around 65 years old. We also have a team of over 12 female clowns this time around. The skill in the acts also vary according to location. In addition to performing on stage, the tour has stopovers at hospitals and schools across the country. In a hospital, clowns have to be subdued and gentle. In a school, we have to be interactive and bring in the children who are shy and afraid, while keeping a social message in mind, he reveals. The audience themselves have changed. D'Souza notes that Goa, for instance, had grandparents and parents outnumber the children. And Martin D'Souza yet, will this ancient tradition that dates back to court jesters in ancient times, lose out to the increasing screen addiction among the children, we wonder. Not so, Flubber objects. The feedback I have received is that they, children, have never experienced a happy live show. They go to movies, or play outdoors with their friends, and but there are few avenues where they can witness their parents open up and laugh as they do, or join them and, the parents, in laughing as equals. Now, that is incredible. If you are a child doing something silly, and watch your stern father, mother laughing out loud, it is a bonding experience, he notes. A performer balances balls on stag, right? Children join the troupe on stage during a balancing act with a schedule stretched across 4 days in the city this year. The veteran clown promises new excitement. This is my hometown, and the audience is always very demanding. I always keep that in mind and schedule some new surprises for a Mumbai show. Wait and watch, the veteran promises, and on November 3rd to November 10th, 11 AM onwards at St. Andrew's Auditorium, Bandra West, November 3rd, 8 and 9, Sidco Exhibition and Convention Center, Washi, November 10th, and log on to in, bookmyshow.com cost 800 rupees onwards.